Episode 6, How Do You Balance Back to School After the Holidays?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy New Year! Come on in. It's so good to see you and have you back with me. Oh my goodness, I cannot even imagine what craziness you're going through. I know what I'm going through. The Christmas tree's still up. It's the first day that the children are going back to school. Holy Toledo! What was I thinking? And I have so much to do. The in-laws are gone. And you know what? I just look on every single corner and I'm just like, where do I begin? I mean, how am I going to get myself back to normal, let alone this household? How are you doing? Are you hanging in there? I am so glad you're here. You know what? Sometimes we just need to let it go. You know, we just need to get it out of the way and go, I can't handle this anymore. I'm so glad somebody else is taking care of them. Yeah. Okay. Then you can get back to who? Now, let's see. They're back at school, but how do I make it get back to what I call as normal? Because the holidays just really mess it up. How many of you are just like, yeah, what was bedtime? I didn't have a bedtime. Unless you have little ones, you know, that bedtime, I know for mine, the elementary age, especially my middle schoolers are like, can we stay up later, please, please, please? And I'm like, yes. But then we start paying the price because you have to get back into the routine that they've been out of now for probably about a week and a half to 2 weeks, all depending upon your school systems. And I know when I was a homeschooler, sometimes drawing that line as to when I was going to start school versus, you know, vacation time, because we always could school. And that was a challenge too. And it's like, oh, how do I balance all of this? And you just kind of feel like, oh, I'm done. I wish the holidays were back because then I wouldn't have to worry about it. Well, we're going to take a couple steps. And these steps are going to be very simple. And hopefully it will streamline you getting back to normal, getting back to school, getting back in the routine, and having somewhat of a balance with that built-in flexibility after the holidays. All right, are you ready? Okay, let's do this. Oh, and by the way, you look beautiful today. I just wanted to tell you that. Whether you're so cutely dressed in your PJs still, or actually you're rocking those yoga pants really well too. So seriously, how do we, you know, how can we come to this part of getting that routine and that structure back in? Well, a couple things. Number one, a while back on a couple bonus episodes ago, I asked you to think about your lifestyle and your way of living. For those of you who missed that, real quick side note on that, lifestyle is defined as the way in which a person or group lives, okay? So if you haven't had a chance to do and define your lifestyle by listing five things, okay, and putting it on a post-it, so you put it in front of you, put it on your mirror. If you don't have a post-it, write it with lipstick, okay? And that keeps it in front of you every single day because you're going to create your lifestyle, okay? And so part of that, now that you're going back to school, is you've got to recreate your lifestyle because you messed it up. Yes, ladies, we messed it up, dagnabbit. And I have to sometimes look back and go, really? Did I really allow them to do that? Because my life would be so much easier if I would have just kept to the same. But it takes time, okay? Time is one, okay? Number one. So give yourself time, okay? This is not going to happen overnight. It's probably going to take a week to get back into that routine, and that's okay. Don't overstress about it, because if you overstress about it, man, that cortisol level is going to fly high. And you know, that resolution that you had, which we haven't talked about yet, but that losing weight, that cortisol is not going to help you in that goal. Okay. I'm just saying. So one is time. So give yourself time, give yourself a good, strong week to get it going. Okay. And as you're giving yourself time, be specific. Do not expect it to happen overnight. Okay. And all at one time. Take one step at a time. So prioritize. What do you think is most important to your family besides breathing? Yeah, sleeping. Okay. Sleep is very important. Just think about it. When you don't get enough sleep, are you a crabby apple? Yeah, those crabby apples are not fun to be around. So sleep is key. Okay. So make sure that first, you're creating yourself and you're giving yourself time. Second, sleep. The focus needs to be on sleep. Creating that pattern again of going to bed, the bedtime routine, brushing our teeth, all of that jazz. Because, yeah, my children went to bed probably a couple times without their teeth brushed on over the holidays. Why? Well, it happens. And yes, I know, mark me up to be the bad mom, but it happens. And so don't beat yourself up over it. We'll say that again twice. Do not beat yourself up over it. But however, what you can do is go, okay, we can deal with this. We're going to get a routine. And our routine is going to start at bedtime. Okay. So that's where you first start. You prioritize bedtime. Okay. Second priority is, what's their job? You have a job, right? You might be the CEO of the household. You might have a career and you're working. You are outside the home. You may work inside the home. Okay. Their job is very important too. Their career is school. Yes, that's their job. So that's the next thing you have to focus on, is getting them in the routine of, okay, they get up. This is what happens to get ready for school, for their job. They're getting ready for the day. When they come home, they have to do a certain thing to get ready for their job, to get ready for school. Okay, that's simple. That's two. Can you handle that? That's two so far. We've got sleep and we've got routine when it comes to their job of going to school. Okay, third thing, and I know you're not going to like this, take the sweets away. Limit your sugar on them. That's going to help regulate their body more, okay? And get back on the routine of however you guys do it with eating, whether you eat out, whether you eat in, whether you do crock pot, whether you do snack pot, whatever pot you're doing. Okay, now only the good stuff, ladies. I'm talking food here. unless if you're in Colorado, and is it Washington too, I think? But regardless, that's a whole nother episode, okay? Whatever you're cooking up, okay, you want to make it good. And you want it to be something that's well-rounded, but they like it. So during this week of transition that you're trying to gain that balance back to get them back into school, you're getting their sleep routine on, you're getting their job routine on, okay, because they've got to be organized. The next thing is the eating routine. Now is not the time to try a brand new recipe, okay, on them. No. Go back to your tried and true recipes, the ones that everybody likes. Guess what? That lessens your stress. That makes it easy for you. You don't have to think about it because you know they like it. Okay? Get creative later in the month, okay? And we'll get there, but not during this time. Keep it simple, okay? All right? So with our time, we've given ourselves a week to get a grasp on this. Easy for me to say. 1 week to get a grasp on it, okay? You're going to work on sleep. You're going to work on organization for their job, meaning what they need to go to school. And the third thing is working on what they're eating. All right, we're keeping it simple, and it's something that you love and that they love that you don't even have to think about. Because you know what? It's hard for you to go through the transition. You know, you have to get up early and make sure they're ready, and you have to get ready for the day. And then you have to go through your day and still take care of them when they come home. So this whole thing in transition helps everybody. And those resolutions that you set, you know what? You're going to take them for yourself and do little baby steps a day. Do not try and do all of it every single day. Those of you who are like, I want to lose 20 pounds. Yes. And you're trying to walk 5 miles the very first day. You're not going to be walking 5 miles the next day and the next day and the next day because you haven't been doing that. And that's too much too fast. So baby steps. You want to create a lifestyle. See how it circles back around? Your way of living. The way a person or a group lives. You don't want to bombard and jump in because that's when your stress level goes up. You get frustrated. You find yourself yelling. Yes, I've been there and done that. And it's not fun, and it's not fun for them. And then you have more tears shed than you do of laughter. What better way to have your 2015 start out with laughter every single day? Okay? So here is your kiss. Are you ready? And for those of you who are just jumping on, just happen to grab this and you don't know what I'm talking about when I said, here's the kiss. This is the keep it simple solution. Okay. And this is what your action plan. This is what I encourage you to go forth and do. Okay. So here's your kiss for this week. Again, giving yourself time, give yourself a week. A week is not 5 days. A week is 7 days. Okay, God created this earth in 7 days. So give yourself 7 full days to get into a routine slowly back to school. Okay, and in that time, you're going to focus on what? Sleep, essential. You're going to focus on organization of their job, meaning their schooling, their homework. Okay, if they have sports in there, then that fits right in there as to back on schedule with practices, performances, etc. And the third thing is get that sugar out and go back to simple meals that everybody loves. And that will give you a huge bang for 2015 start. And hopefully that will just ease in the whole idea of, gosh, we've been off for so long and this is just getting back into the groove is just so tight. No, it doesn't have to be, okay? And when things are getting really stuck and tough and you're frustrated, go out to the garage and yell really loud or go sit in your car and close the door and yell. Take a deep breath and then go back inside. I'm telling you, it works. I've done it. Put yourself in timeout once in a while. Tell your kids, mom's in timeout. You can't talk to me for 2 minutes. Put the timer on and walk away. I'm telling you, this will make your back to school so much easier. I really wish that and hope that you guys enjoy these moments that come and look at them as moments of with gratitude and like, oh, it's only going to get better because as you do this, you're setting up a routine and it will only get better. And you see, they won't be in on what's happening. All right. So it's a secret between you and me that will make it just be so extra, extra smooth. I can't wait to chat with you again. I hope you have a very blessed day. And what a great new way to start out the new year. Happy New Year. And I look forward to meeting you. Please shoot me an email. Subscribe to this. I really want to be here to serve you. So let me know what you need from me. This is all about you. It's time to create your now and be your best selfie. Go forward. Here's your kiss, and we'll see you next time.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.